Reconnect and heal today. Welcome to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Love Never Dies. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, founder of AskDrLove.com, the web's first relationship advice site since 1995, and host of Ask Dr. Love Radio. Love Never Dies is my memoir and self-help book that shares the amazing true story of my spiritual reconnection with my beloved deceased husband, internationally renowned former Jesuit priest, Émile Jean Pain. Jean's astonishing after-death manifestations prove to me that our relationships aren't meant to end with bodily death. And so I created my groundbreaking new transdimensional grief resolution method that brings my conflict resolution method to the world of after-death communication. The result is an unprecedented new method that offers you the first vehicle for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. And today we're going to talk about how to raise your energetic vibration so that you are more primed to send and receive energetic communications with your loved ones in spirit. But before we get there, we always start each show by sharing Jean's latest manifestations. And I want to make sure you have the phone number because we are live today. And if you're listening live, I'd love to be able to speak to you live. So the number for you to call in is 833-220-1200 or 319-527-2638. That's 833-220-1200 or 319-527-2638. And that's the most fun part of the show for me, connecting to you and helping you to reconnect to your loved ones in spirit. So call me if you're listening live. So when I think about the manifestations from Jean, I always want to remind you that he asked me to tell our story, to let our love shine like a torch that lights the path for others. So even though they're over the top, please remember that they are meant for you too, all these manifestations, to remind you that your loved ones are here with you too. They're just waiting for you to learn my method and learn how to open the door of your heart and let them back in. Now, I always marvel at how the manifestations that Jean brings me end up being perfect examples for whatever the given radio show topic of the week is, and this week is no exception. So the past month was the anniversary of Jean's bodily departure, and I have been surrounded in so much love from him. And the more I allow the love to enter me, the higher my vibration becomes. And the more love comes through. It's a heavenly vicious cycle. So if you think about what I mentioned, if you listened 2 months ago, I was talking about how I went to Connecticut Sound, and I received an email from Kip Baldwin, the founder of the Just Love Movement. And Kip often receives messages from Jean that are meant for me. And a couple of weeks ago, I went back to my favorite jazz club there on the Sound. And I was thinking, and I silently said to Jean, how are you going to show me that you're here with me now? What trick are you going to perform this time? So before the show began, I was sitting alone at a table. And suddenly two women who had been sitting elsewhere just got up and moved to my table. They didn't say a word to me. They didn't say hello. But at intermission, I just sort of turned to the left and said hello to one of them. And I asked her, what do you do? And she said, I sell antique jewelry at Lawrence Jeffries in Litchfield, Connecticut, and I sold you the Eiffel Tower earrings. Whoa. Well, if you're familiar with this Eiffel Tower manifestation that Jean keeps doing, it's crazy. The Eiffel Tower is the symbol of perfect spiritual balance, each leg representing one of the four, you know, prongs, mind, body, spirit, emotion. That's one of the reasons why I think he chooses the Eiffel Tower. But more importantly, he uses the Eiffel Tower to let me know he's with me because the Eiffel Tower symbolizes Paris. It's the city of love where Jean and I went on our honeymoon. And I talk about in the Love Never Dies book how right after Jean left his body and I was crying an awful lot, I hadn't learned how to reconnect to him yet, and everybody was saying to me, you're glowing, you're glowing. And I finally said to Jean one day, Jean, why is everybody telling me I'm glowing when I'm bawling my eyes out all the time? And through thought induction, or mind melding, I heard him say, because brides glow, Jamie, and we're newlyweds in the new spiritual phase of our relationship. Okay, that night I get an email from a man I do not know. And he says, I thought you'd like to see a photo of my beloved bird named Jamie. Well, that was already strange enough because Jean and I had birds, loved birds. And I look, and there's a photo attachment of a bird. But underneath that attachment is another photo attachment. I open it up. It's the Eiffel Tower. I can't believe it. Earlier in the day, Jean said to me, we're newlyweds, and now I receive an Eiffel Tower photo. So I write the guy back immediately, and I say, why did you send me this Eiffel Tower? Never heard from him again. I don't even know if he existed, or Jean just manipulated the technology in some way to get me that photo. I'll never know, till I leave my body, I think. Now, 10 years later, it was last summer, I'm doing the first Love Never Dies retreat here on my porch at my home. I have about 8 people on the porch live, and I have about 8 people watching virtually, and I'm standing about 12 feet away from my computer. The night before the retreat, I said to Jean, you know, I really would like to show that Eiffel Tower photo during the retreat, but I have no idea where it is. I've looked for a decade. I can't find it. I will never forget what happened next. An hour and 48 minutes into the retreat, I felt a sting at my right ankle, looked down, and I had been bitten by a horsefly, and I was bleeding. And I said, oh, that's a love bite from Jean. I looked up, and suddenly I see that Jean has taken over my computer. The cursor is moving all by itself. He clicks screen share so the people at home can see what he's doing, and he posts that Eiffel Tower photo. You can see this. I captured it on video. If you go to loveneverdiesretreat.com, you will see there's a video on that page, and I actually have that manifestation captured and me freaking out and screaming and everything. So just to explain to you how outrageous the Eiffel Tower manifestation is, it continues. And this is not in the Love Never Dies book because this happened after I wrote it. A couple of years ago, I went to speak at the Life in the Afterlife conference, and I wanted to meet the famous Gary Schwartz, the famous afterlife researcher. And we sit down at the dinner table, and I start to tell him the Eiffel Tower story. He goes white, reaches into his pocket, pulls out his phone, and says, Jamie, I received an Eiffel Tower photo on my phone today. I had no idea why. So all of this backstory is to explain to you how wild it is about the Eiffel Tower earrings. Because a year ago, Jean told me, get up and drive to Litchfield, Connecticut, 2 hours from my house. I listened. He leads me to this jewelry store and to a pair of Victorian gemstone Eiffel Tower earrings. They were one-off, obviously made in the 1800s when the Eiffel Tower was erected. And now the full synchronicity comes to fruition when this lady said, I sold you the earrings. Mind-boggling. Watch for these incredible synchronicities. They're happening. Keep your eyes opening. It's one way that your loved one in spirit leaves you a trail of spiritual breadcrumbs to let you know, I'm here. I'm moving pieces along the chessboard to let you know I'm here. Now, one night, here's the next manifestation. One night I was so upset. Nobody knew I was upset about something. But I had the sense that Sean knew. The next day, I received a message from Kip saying, Jean wanted me to tell you, and the subject is true loneliness, are eyes that can pierce the veil between, but lips that cannot touch. Do you realize how profound that is? This means not only does Jean see whatever I'm feeling from moment to moment, so do your loved ones. And they want to reach out to you. They want to pierce the veil. They want to kiss you and hug you. The closest we can come is through the reconnection and the dialoguing. A few days later, I got another message from Jean through Kip, all because we're around the anniversary. Your thoughts are my thoughts. Your mind is my mind. Your blood is my blood. Your heart is my heart. Your spirit is my spirit. One soul mated infinitely for all eternity. Is that beautiful? Now, this past Sunday, I could feel Jean's presence so strongly, and I had put my cordless phone down, and it was off, and suddenly I heard it making that shrieking sound that the phone makes when it's actually not on the hook, it's off the hook, and I thought, well, maybe I didn't hit the off button when I finished my last call. I knew that wasn't true, because I had, and it hadn't been beeping for 20 minutes, and I'd been off the call for 20 minutes, so I hit off. 2 seconds later, I heard that beeping again. Jean was playing with me. He was saying, I'm here. I'm here. Then I went to a park on Friday night with a friend of mine named Matt. We went to a large reservation in New Jersey, and when we got to the grounds, you know, at the entrance of the place, his GPS was silent. It didn't say you've reached your destination when we had. And we drove into the park, and we drove deeper and deeper. And I mean, we were driving for miles. And I suddenly said, look, there are the picnic tables we're looking for. And then the GPS said, you have reached your destination. It cracked me up, right? Right? Then, last Friday, I was standing in my driveway at sunset, and a fine mist hovered over my lake. The moon had risen. The sun was illuminating a jet flying high in the sky. It looked like a golden fireball moving. And then a flock of geese migrating south flew overhead. It was magical. And I thought, Jean found this beautiful house for me, where I'm living. And then I felt a tidal wave of love. I looked up, and I saw a shooting star right in front of me. It was a fireball of blue, green, and red. And I knew Jean was saying, I heard you, and I'm confirming. I did find this house for you. And then, the next day, I felt again that tidal wave of love pouring over me. I looked up, and I saw two dragonflies mated in flight. My goodness. I saw a manifestation similar to this right after Jean left his body when I took my first trip to Florida with Adam, and I was weeping on the tarmac waiting for takeoff, and I felt my eyes being pulled out the window when I saw a bug whiz by and make a U-turn and come back, and it was two bugs mated in flight. So here we had two dragonflies, and dragonflies are really huge spiritual symbols. And then throughout the day, I saw it two more times. So the point here is, the more I'm energetically open, the more I receive love showers from Jean. And so today I want to show you how you can raise your vibration so your loved ones in spirit can shower you in love, so that they can more easily reach you and love you and connect to you. So, you know, when we do the reconnection, the amazing thing is, usually it happens in layers. At first there's just so much relief. Oh my gosh, you're here with me. It lifts the grief. Then we go to the next layer. I'm going to really dialogue with you to work out whatever unfinished business we had, because no matter how great the relationship is, we have some unfinished business. Then, once you clear out the unfinished business, you are free to live in love with your loved one. Enjoy and bring them into your daily life in a very magical and wonderful way. And now, as you've peeled off all those leeches and all the poison has gone with it, you're free to receive all the prosperity and guidance that your loved one has to offer you, because in spirit they see what your path is. They see what you need to do in order to heal. They see what you need to do in order to prosper fully. So now you're in a place to receive the prosperity that comes from the reconnection and the dialoguing. And of course, I believe that the reconnection is a lifelong soul bond. You're supposed to stay bonded to the people you love forever. That's just it. Especially parents who have lost children, children who have lost parents. You're supposed to stay connected forever. If you're an elderly person and don't want to form another primary attachment, why wouldn't you stay reconnected? And it's just the natural order of things. You're not supposed to be disconnected. So that's what we do in the Transdimensional Grief Resolution Method. And in the next segment, when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk more specifically about how to show you how to raise your vibration. Now, before we go to break, we have just a couple of minutes. I want to let you know about my last appearance in the United States for the year of 2017. I'm going to be doing a full one-day Love Never Dies workshop at the New York Open Center this Saturday, which is October 7th, from 10 to 5:30. It's going to be an amazing experience. Absolutely amazing. And if you're in the New York area or you can easily get there, I really encourage you to do so, because it's going to jumpstart your reconnection like nothing else. Now, you know, my Rhythmia event, which is coming on October 22nd through 29th, I have apparently exceeded all their expectations in terms of reservations, you know, and registrations. So it will be hard for you to get into that. Here is an easier way. You don't have to take a flight if you're in the tri-state area. It's a much easier way to be able to have this experience with me And obviously, it's much more affordable. And the New York Open Center is also offering a special gift to you. If you use my name and say that you're a member of my mailing list or you follow me on social media, just say Turndorf17. They will offer you a discount. And the discount would be $125 for the whole day. So I would love to see you there at the New York Open Center. And you can find out more about this by just visiting my website, askdrlove.com/live-events. And you'll see on that page there's a link to my page at the Open Center, where you can even see I've pinned a post on all my social media pages, on Facebook, Twitter, and also Instagram. Instagram is Dr. Jamie Turndorf. You'll see the social media post for the Open Center. It's pinned on Facebook at Ask Dr. Love, at Dr. Jamie Turndorf, at Love Never Dies book, at The Calling book. It's all there. All right? So we're going to take a brief break. I'll be back with you in a moment on Love Never Dies.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
Are you curious about the afterlife? Do you strive to connect with spirit? Are you feeling stuck on your life journey? Join psychic mediums Colette Baron-Reed and Maureen Hancock at Omega this October for 3 days of messages, presentations, and readings. You'll fine-tune your natural psychic abilities, use oracles to guide your way, and learn to connect with loved ones on the other side. For 10% off, use discount code DREAM when you register for this workshop with Colette Baron-Reed and Maureen Hancock at eomega.org.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For 40 years, Omega has been a gathering place for great thinkers, creative talent, spiritual teachers, and social visionaries. With 390 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Are you grieving a lost loved one? Did you know that reconnecting is the only way to end the pain? Hi, it's Dr. Jamie Turndorf, inviting you to my transformational Love Never Dies workshop, October 22 through 29 at Rhythmia Life Advancement Center in Costa Rica, where I'll guide you to turn off your tears and turn on boundless prosperity in every area of your life. Together, we'll share mouth-watering farm-to-table organic meals as we surrender to the caress of tropical sea breezes, sensual Swedish massages, muscle-melting whirlpools, Dead Sea mud baths, mind-expanding Shiva Ray yoga, the answer is you classes by Reverend Beckwith, breathwork, hydrocolonic cleanses, and plant medicine. Join me and be liberated from a sense of separation and sink into a sea of love, peace, healing, and unity. For more information and to register, visit rhythmia.link/turndorf event. That's rhythmia.link/turndorf event.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about Kiss Your Fights Goodbye at AskDrLove.com. This is Love Never Dies, with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. Once again, here's Dr. Turndorf.
Hello again. I'm so happy to be with you today. We're talking about how you can raise your energetic vibration, which is a precondition for reconnecting and dialoguing with your loved one in spirit. So the first thing I want to tell you about this is spirits vibrate at a higher rate than we humans do. So in order to communicate with us, they slow down their vibrational frequency. But did you know that you could make it easier for your loved one to communicate with you by simply raising your vibrational frequency? So in this show today, I want to give you some really simple strategies for instantly raising your vibration. And you're going to see how raising your vibration makes it easy to reconnect and dialogue with your loved ones in spirit. Now, maybe you've heard that saying, like attracts like. I think Jean is so easily able to connect with me because our vibrations are very alike. When he lived in a body, his vibratory rate was very high. He was always hungry, he ate a lot of food, and he was very slender. And I think he vibrated at such a high rate because he wasn't fully in a human body. In other words, he was already partly in spirit, which we can do too. In fact, every Tuesday night when I'm working with my coaches and I lead them into a meditation, they have an out-of-body experience where they're not all in the earth plane. So we can do this. Now, I think I've always lived partially in spirit without knowing it. So I think it was my early life that brought me a unique set of circumstances that raised my vibratory rate and heightened my receptivity to spirit. Well, you know, I was born 3 months early before my due date. This contributed, I'm sure, to being exceptionally open to receiving nonverbal and energetic communication from animals and people and spirits without being blocked by the barriers or walls that most people build up to protect themselves from emotional pain. You know, in the psychoanalytic world, there's a term for this. They've actually established a link between premature birth and the lack of psychic insulation. Dr. Louis Ormond, he's the founder of modern group psychoanalysis, he supervised me for 2 decades after my doctorate. And they talk about, and Ormond wrote about the concept of an insulation barrier to describe the defensive psychic structure that allows us to basically keep toxic stimuli out, but allowing nutrient experiences, loving experiences to come in. So he told me one day that my early birth left me constitutionally uninsulated. So I'm sure that's part of why from a young age I was able to sense what's ailing people emotionally and physically. So as a result of my early birth, I suffered also this congenital defect of my urethra. It was so malformed, it was almost sealed shut, and that caused the urine to back up into the bladder, and it became infected. And I had silent, undetected infections in turn, and that caused me to run deliriously high 105-degree fevers throughout the first 10 years of my childhood. Now, I think that the fevers altered my brain function. And when Jean still lived in his body, we had already discovered that I have the ability to tune to various frequencies, and that enables me to energetically communicate with and heal wild domestic animals, or tune to people's bodies and their psyches, and know what troubles them, and heal them by laying on hands or doing distance healing. But what we didn't know at that time was that the fevers also enabled my brain to straddle both this world and the spirit realm. And that was what would enable me to openly communicate with the spirit plane and with Jean. And, you know, it's funny, when I was writing Love Never Dies and I did some research afterwards, I discovered that the psychic medium George Anderson suffered an intense fever as a kid, and when he recovered, he was a medium. So medical science seems to think that the high fever alters brain function, and this may be a possible explanation for George as well as my own abilities. Now, George also had an abnormal skull formation, and they think that this malformation could partly be responsible for his abilities. And I also have a very pronounced skull indentation. You don't see it, my hair covers it, but that was also attributed to my early birth. Now, this all sounds way extreme, but I don't want you to worry, because you don't have to have high fevers or an abnormally shaped skull to develop communication with spirit. So the point is, we're all born with these innate abilities. But our upbringing, our religious indoctrination, forces us to forget what we know. So you can't make yourself be born early. You can't make yourself suffer high fevers. Yeah, you could sort of, but not really. But there are things that you can do to raise your vibration. And the first, well, this is, if you do get a fever, welcome it. The fever cleanses your channels, and it raises your vibratory rate. Now, I'm not, if you have a very, very high fever and it's not breaking, you know, you want to talk to your doctor. But in most cases, it's best to just ride the fever out and don't take drugs that lower the fever. Also, juice fasting and juice cleansing is very helpful to raise your vibratory rate. Another thing that works wonders is the far infrared saunas, dry brushing, cleansing your kidneys, your liver, and your bowels. You see, you're cleaning your instrument. Think about it. I was just thinking when you go to sing, you go, you clear your instrument before you sing. Same with your psychic instrument. Now, when you're not fasting, you want to make a point of eating very clean, an organic diet, as clean as possible. Now, for the last 35 years, I have lived on a totally organic diet, lots of vegetables, and I don't eat whole grains. They don't work for me. And I don't mean just glutinous grains. I mean any grains. I don't think many of us are adapted to eating grains. They were actually introduced pretty late in the human evolutionary cycle. So the point here is you don't want to have putrefaction. An undigested food damages the gut, causes leaky gut, causes intestinal permeability, and that puts toxins back into your liver and your bloodstream. And the more toxic you are, the lower your vibration. Now, another one of the ways to awaken to spirit is to really fine-tune your openness by consciously being aware of your feelings. This is a really important aspect of living in the now. Heightened consciousness is the key goal to which all of us enlightened beings are aspiring. Now, I think my openness helps John reach me. And the same reciprocity that exists in earthly relationships exists for spiritual connections. My receptivity to Jean allows him to come to me now. And I want to remind you, even if you aren't currently as open as you'd like to be, just as with every other skill, practice makes perfect. And I'm going to show you, you know, more and more how to cultivate emotional receptivity so that you're going to be capable of sending and receiving communications to and from your loved one in spirit. Now, I also want to tell you that spirit communication requires awareness. Now, I used to take my acute awareness for granted, but now I see it's an essential prerequisite for spirit communication. Most people just sleepwalk through their days. They're unaware of what's going on around them. They're living with their eyes closed. Now, if you want to see signs of spirit presence, you've got to be fully aware. And again, this might sound like a daunting task, but I'm telling you, it can be done. Practice makes perfect. That's what coming to workshops like, you know, Rhythmia or the Open Center are about. We practice together in a group where everybody's vibration helps to elevate yours. Now, people have said to me, you know, Jamie, don't you think your experiences are unique? After all, Jean is clearly a saint, and you are especially open. These things can't happen to others, can they? And I really want to remind you, they can and they do. When you open your heart and your mind, you're going to see that your loved ones are constantly trying to make contact with you. And to be receptive to spirit, you have to cultivate awareness. And as you make a conscious decision to do that, you're going to be amazed by how quickly your senses are unlocked and set free. Now, one of the ways to start to cultivate this awakening and this awareness is to practice being in what I call the perfect present. Now, I'm sure you've heard or you've read that mindfulness and living in the present, being in the now, is the key to the end of human suffering. And, of course, I have talked a lot about this in previous shows. It is important. And I can't tell you how often I've seen patients who can't seem to escape the trap of bemoaning their miserable lives, and they just hyper-focus on terrible events in the past, or they obsess about what dreadful disasters are going to come down the pike at them. Now, when I can just get them to lift the needle off the record and just be with me in the now, in the session, the most miraculous thing happens. We're just abiding together in this blessed state of intimate connectedness, and then time seems to take on a different dimension. Past and future fade away. This is because when we stop worrying about the past or the future, we're free to simply be in the present. And when you settle down and you focus on the current moment, you discover that this very instant is perfect. When one is intensely present in the perfect present, a heightened sense of awareness is automatically achieved. So one way to cultivate being in the now is to be fully present with yourself. And an easy way to do this is to focus on your breath. Feel the air entering and exiting your nostrils. Or even try imagining your breath having eyes that search out areas of physical tension. And as you exhale, focus on releasing all the stress. The most important byproduct of living fully in the now is its ability to heighten your powers of awareness and silence the internal chatter that blocks receptivity. So what I'm saying is living in the now is the ultimate ongoing trance. Now here's another way to really open your receptivity to spirit, and that is to heighten your five senses. So to receive the communications that are being sent to you from your loved ones in spirit, you have to finely tune all your senses. And a good way to stimulate your five senses is to sit in Mother Nature's lap. So let's imagine we're conducting the following exercises I'm going to share with you. And you're going to focus on attuning yourself one sense at a time. So you start with your sense of vision. And you set a timer for 3 minutes. You close your eyes. You take three breaths. And when you open your eyes, imagine you're seeing the world through the eyes of a child who's viewing the forest for the first time. See the silhouettes and the shadows of overlapping leaves, and notice the light that peeks through the tiny pinpricks that insects have gnawed in those leaves. And look at the tiny feet of the caterpillar wiggling along the floor of the forest. And then do the same with your sense of smell. Set the timer for another 3 minutes. Close your eyes. Keep them closed. And then see if you can smell the crisp fragrance of the pine and the cider-sweet scent of rotting leaves and ferns. Do the same with your sense of hearing. Set that timer for 3 minutes. Listen to the wind whispering through the trees and the rustling of a chipmunk scurrying through a maze of fallen leaves or the buzzing of a bird or an insect. And then do the same with your sense of touch. Set the timer for 3 minutes. Feel the silky, spongy moss that clings to the cold rocks. Dip your fingers into the rushing stream. Feel the tingle of the icy water. Blindfold yourself again. Set your timer again for 3 minutes, and then have a friend touch you with various objects and textures. See if you can tell what you're being touched by. Can you distinguish a rock from a piece of gum, or an eraser from a piece of gum, a piece of glass, or a chalkboard? And then last but not least, try your sense of taste. Sample. But no, don't sample the forest, because then you'll be in the spirit realm probably sooner than you might wish. But choose a smorgasbord of tastes. Blindfold yourself, you know, and pick sweet, sour, stinky things. This time pick 10 minutes and see how well you can identify each taste. And the human palate can perceive all kinds of tastes, five types: sweet, sour, salty, bitter, umami, which is that savory flavor in many, many foods, like monosodium MSG. So again, now do the exercise for taste. So we'll do smell, then we'll do taste, right? It's beautiful. You're going to see as you do this how you'll become more and more receptive to spirit, more and more open. The exercises are fun, and you become more primed. All right? Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about how you can enter a state of receptivity and raise your vibration. I think we're going to even do a little meditation. So I'll be back with you in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
If you can't stop grieving over the loss of someone you love, the reason is surprisingly simple. You aren't meant to be separated from those you love. And reconnecting and staying connected is the only way to turn off the tears and transform your grief to joy. For a healing transformation like nothing you've ever experienced before, join Dr. Jamie Turndorf for her Rhythmia Costa Rica workshop, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with Your Lost Loved One, based on her number one international best-selling Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased in 34 languages. Reconnect and dissolve the pain of grief. Heal any unfinished business. Obtain guidance from loved ones in spirit and discover boundless prosperity in every aspect of your life. For more information and to register today for the transformation vacation of a lifetime, visit askdrlove.com/live events. That's askdrlove.com/live events.
Discover how self-love and acceptance can bring healing into your life with Anita Morjani. Anita journeyed from end-stage cancer to total health by learning to love and accept herself unconditionally. This October, Omega Institute presents Be Yourself and Love It, a weekend workshop with Anita Morjani. Discover Anita's step-by-step process to develop your own self-worth and lead a happier, healthier life. For 10% off, use discount code DREAM when you register for Be Yourself and Love It. Learn more at eomega.org. Are you curious about the afterlife? Do you strive to connect with spirit? Are you feeling stuck on your life journey? Join psychic mediums Colette Baron-Reed and Maureen Hancock at Omega this October for 3 days of messages, presentations, and readings. You'll fine-tune your natural psychic abilities, use oracles to guide your way, and learn to connect with loved ones on the other side. For 10% off, use discount code DREAM when you register for this workshop with Colette Baron-Reed and Maureen Hancock at eomega.org.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you can't stop crying over the bodily loss of a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, will show you how to toss out the tissues and transform your grief into joy using her groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and even heal unfinished business with those in spirit without the assistance of a medium, channeler, or psychic. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at askdrlove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. And now, back to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello again, and welcome back to Love Never Dies. It's so great to be with you again today. We're talking about how to raise your energetic vibration and reconnect and dialogue with your loved ones. In response, it's sort of like you have to raise your vibration first before you reconnect and dialogue. Otherwise, it's like not having anybody on the other end of the line. Your ship's in the night. They can't feel you come through. You can't feel them because you're just on... you know what the best analogy would be? You want to watch a show on Channel 4, and you tune to Channel 2. Wrong frequency. You miss the broadcast. They miss you. You miss them. That's the best analogy I can give you. So that's what we're all about, is showing you how to reconnect and dialogue. And when you do, you just instantly turn off the tears. Now, I want to tell you what's going to be happening at the New York Open Center workshop this Saturday. It's going to be 4 sessions. It's a full day-long event. It's going to be amazing. You're just going to leave a different person than when you came in. So in session one, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story, but then we're going to really jump into overcoming the blocking beliefs. We're going to cover 5 of the main blocking beliefs that keep most people disconnected. Then we're going to move into some exercises to help you become more receptive and recognize the signs of spirit presence. Then we're going to talk more about dialoguing, the different kinds of dialoguing, using earthly props, which are electronic devices, human and animal open vessels. And then finally, we're going to talk about direct dialoguing, how you can have a direct back and forth. And I'm going to do a demonstration of a direct dialogue. Somebody's going to have an opportunity to have me oversee a direct dialogue right there. And it's just going to be an amazing experience. So to find out more, remember, askdrlove.com/live events, or you can go to the newyorkopencenter.org website. Oh, my gosh, if only you could see. As I was telling you this, a dragonfly just flew into my face. I'm sitting outside doing the show. I've never had that happen. The dragonfly just, boom, right to my nose. And flew on. And is that magnificent? Because wasn't I talking earlier in the show about dragonflies? Oh, my goodness. That was awesome. And you can see how I'm all tickled. When you get these connections and reconnections, you just get so tickled. So I thought maybe you'd like to hear a story of another person's healing, which is so great because it kind of inspires you for what awaits you when you reconnect. This is a really cool story about a couple named Tina and Jerry. They came to me for marriage counseling, and she said that he becomes frantic and worried when problems arise in their relationship. And when he comes to her for comfort, something he never got as a kid, what he receives instead is a litany of practical suggestions for how to solve the problem. And when Tina responds that way, he gets so angry and turns away from her. And she, in turn, becomes angry at his behavior. And she said that a lifelong belief of hers is that something good can't last and ultimately will be taken away from her. So when she said that, I got a message that she was dealing with the loss of a loved one. So I said, who died? I said that. This was before I said, who left his body? I said, who died? And she burst into tears and said, my dad, when I was 12. Now, I told her that her grief had created a false belief system that nothing good could last because her daddy didn't last. He was taken away from her when she was young. She cried again, and this time I went over to her and I squeezed her shoulder and I said, Tina, listen, your father hasn't left you. He's right here. He's been standing outside your door for all these years, and he's just waiting for you to let him in. She said, how's that possible? And she choked, and so I told her the short version of Jean's and my story. She shook her head in frustration. She said, I don't know how to do it. And I said, yes, you do. Just be still and listen. It's like meditating. Now, at that moment, I heard her father's voice saying hello to her. And she froze in disbelief, and I heard him. She said, I heard him. I heard him say hello to me. Well, Tina came back the next week with her husband, and she said that her life had changed. She no longer felt hollow and empty. And she said that she felt as though the circuits in her brain had been rewired. My taking the risk of telling her my story had made it possible for her to take the leap of faith. Now, on the ride home, she asked her father why he left her. Why did he die so young? And she said that the words she heard felt like they were coming from the outside of her body, like I've described with what happens when Jean speaks to me. And she said that she drove by her childhood home, and she felt bereft because her mom is selling it. And then she said she heard her father say, it's just a house. And their communication continued throughout the entire ride, but not after that. And Tina was crestfallen because she didn't feel that she heard him at all since. She said he was gone. So I said, no, he's not gone. He's still here. It's just you're not hearing him, but he's still here. Now, at that moment, my electrical battery backup system began making a large beeping sound. It's the sound that it makes when there's a power failure, but there wasn't a power failure. So Tina and her husband asked, what is the sound? And I said, look, it's your dad's spirit. And I told Tina, he's using electronic equipment to tell you he's here. Because, you know, the spirit beings find it pretty easy to interrupt the frequency, you know, of electronic equipment and make it operate the way they want. Now, after a few minutes of us listening to this racket, I stood up and I walked over to the machine and I said, if I acknowledge your presence now, I know you're going to stop making this noise, and the stopping will prove that it's you. And instantly the machine went silent, and Jerry and Tina stared at each other. They were just blown away. Now, I was delighted for Tina, so the next morning I joked with Jean. I said, hey, you never made the battery backup machine beep for me. And I'd hardly finished my little tease when the machine started beeping. Now, when I saw Tina the next week, she said that she no longer sensed her dad's presence, but there he was, sitting in a chair with his arms folded across his chest. And I asked her if this was the normal posture for him when he was seated, and she said it was. Now, the next week, she said that her mom was an energy vampire. She always lived off her daughter and gained her excitement in life through her. and Tina told her mom about contacting her dad. And rather than sharing in Tina's joy, her mother just wanted to hear all the details so she could ride on her daughter's experience rather than work on establishing her own connection. And Tina said that because of this, she stopped making contact with him. Talk about cutting your own nose to spite your face. So I said, listen, make contact. Just don't tell your mom. Well, Tina was late for our next session, and we talked about her pattern of cheating herself of the things she loves, like yoga, her couples therapy. And this sure seemed like self-punishment from buried rage. Was she angry with her mother for having been such a burden because of her mother's weakness and Tina's feeling that she had to take care of her mother after her dad left his body? She never rebelled as a teen. She protected her mom from her anger by keeping it locked inside herself. She punished herself for her buried rage with various acts of self-denial. So the next week, Tina came back feeling like a wreck. She said she felt like she was having a nervous breakdown. She admitted that ever since her dad left his body when she was a kid, she'd assumed the role of the dad without knowing it. And her mother continued to play the helpless victim along with her sister, and Tina felt the pressure to take care of everybody. And since they both constantly asked her for financial help, she was burdened in that way too. So I sensed that she was a pressure cooker, and it was a pressure cooker of anger at having to be the savior of her family, and it was shattering her psyche because she was everyone else's caretaker. She's never going to be able to express her own anger. It just got bottled up and put back on her inner self, so to speak. So I told her she had to find a way to release that anger, and I heard her father say, I want her to back off, meaning he wanted her to stop playing multiple roles and connect with her true self. And next I heard him scolding her, calling her by her first name, followed by another name, Dorothy, which I assumed was her middle name. And I asked her if her father sometimes called her Dorothy, and she said, yes. And I asked her why, and she said, that's my middle name. So her father giving me her middle name was clearly his way of showing that he was still present, and in that way proving that she didn't need to usurp his role. She didn't have to take care of everybody in his place because he's here. And she understood this, and it was a breakthrough, one of those aha moment. Several weeks later, Tina told me that she dreamed that a female friend of hers was smiling at her while sitting in her living room, and the woman brought her father to her, and for the first time since he left his body, she really felt his presence. And as he offered his hand to her, she felt a strong sense of peace and acceptance settle over her, and she still felt it when she awoke. And the experience instantly enabled her to set boundaries and eliminated her sense of depletion in all her relationships. So you're starting to get the idea about how reconnecting changes your life, heals you in every way. In every way. And this is what I want for you. I want nothing less. I want it for you. So why don't we do just for the last couple of minutes of the show, let's just do a little meditation, which, you know, if you go to AskDrLove.com under the store, you'll see I have the Love Never Dies meditation audio. What I'm going to do with you now is one of the meditations in that audio. And that is a really good practice for you to raise your vibration on a daily basis. When you enter the superconscious mind state through going into a trance, you are automatically primed to reconnect with your loved one in spirit. So do this with me now, okay? Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And on the next inhalation, I want you to feel the warm golden light of spirit entering through your crown chakra, the energy center at the top of your head. And as you exhale, let that warm golden light wash down over your head and your face, your neck and your throat, down your chest and your upper back, down your arms and out your fingers, down your stomach and your mid-back, your groin and your low back, front of your legs and the back of your legs, and down your knees, shins, calves, ankles, feet, and toes. If you sense any area of the body resisting the flow, just let the inhaling breath bring that warm golden light into that area of constriction and let your exhaling breath flush out any tension or toxicity. And see that breath as having eyes with the power to penetrate down into your blood, your organs, your cells, all the way down into your DNA. And keep breathing and sinking deeper and deeper, as if you're in an elevator dropping lower and lower down the elevator shaft, or a well bucket dropping lower and lower down the well. When you do this at home, you'll take as much time as you need to feel fully relaxed. And it's at that point that we will move on to the meditation for making contact. We'll be doing that at New York Open Center and at Rhythmia. You can do it at home following along with my meditation audio. And begin your dialogue. You make a first statement out loud. Breathe. Wait. Listen for what comes back. Be a thought, a word, a picture, a sensation. Speak what comes back out loud. Say again another statement. And in the weeks and months to come, I'll guide you on how to do this more and more. This is what we do in the Love Club, by the way. Every other week we get together and I guide everyone in their dialogues. And if you really want help, you can find out more about that at AskDrLove.com. That's all I have for you this week. I'm going to see you in 2 weeks. We're going to have Lynn Van Prague, James Van Prague's brother, on the show. That's going to be a great show. So just keep your heart open, raise your vibration, let the love surround you, and just pour your love back on everyone. See you next time on Love Never Dies.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Is your heart still hurting over the bodily loss of your loved one? The reason is simple. We're not meant to be separated from those we love. And reconnecting is the only solution. But reconnecting and staying connected requires guidance. That's why Dr. Turndorf has created her exclusive members-only Love Club, a private, intimate, and loving online group where she'll personally guide you to reestablish your relationship with your loved one in spirit and even resolve any issues that remain. If you're ready to discover the healing and joy of reconnecting, visit AskDrLove.com/TheLoveClub and apply for a seat. But don't wait. To keep the group intimate, seats are limited. Visit AskDrLove.com/TheLoveClub and request to join today. That's AskDrLove.com/TheLoveClub.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.